sure that's the starting price.
No, that is the price.
£15.50. That works.
Join the thousands of businesses already turning to affordable private healthcare. Britain, we've got you. Search Benenden for Business. Benenden Health. Healthcare done different. Wait periods apply, including for surgical treatment. Not all treatments covered. Other limits and exclusions apply. Visit benenden.co.uk. Fee review periodically. UK only.
Sounds like someone's lowered prices with their Tesco Club card. Like Aero Chocolate Mousse and Nestle Milky Bar Mousse 4 packs, now £1, down from £1.90. With Tesco Club card, everyone can feel the to lower prices. Tesco, every little helps. Majority of larger stores ends 12th of November. Club card or app required.
Online.
On DAB Digital Radio.
And streaming on Rayo.
This is Magic Classical.
Top stories this hour. The Chancellor's defended her big but significant budget, insisting it's now put the public finances on a firm footing after announcing £40 billion worth of tax rises. Rachel Reeves hailed measures such as increasing the minimum wage, but think tank the Office for Budget Responsibility predicts the economy will remain largely unchanged in 5 years. Ms Reeves says she has long-term plans for growth.
Around unchanged during this Parliament, but then stronger further out. But the growth numbers yesterday are not the summit of my ambition. I want growth to be stronger and to be faster. That's why we are already cracking on with planning reforms to get Britain building again, with pension reform.
The Conservatives are accusing Labour of breaking promises. Meanwhile, estate agents are reporting buyers are pulling out of house deals at the last minute because of changes to stamp duty. It's gone up for purchases of second homes from today. More rain is forecast for eastern Spain, which has already experienced a year's worth of rainfall in a single day as flash floods left at least 95 people dead. Officials expect numbers to rise with many still missing. Mud-coloured waters swept through buildings, upturning cars and ripping up roads in scenes resembling the aftermath of a tsunami. Reporter Jane Secker is in Valencia.
Half a metre of rainfall fell in just 8 hours and the people who live here just were not prepared. Many said that they just didn't have enough warnings. Today, they're waking up just trying to survey the damage and clear up the inches and inches of thick, viscous mud that has stuck to everything.
Safe zones outside abortion clinics have come into effect across England and Wales. There'll be no automatic ban on silent prayer, something pro-choice campaigners had asked for fear of intimidation. Opponents say it would be a gross intrusion in the right of freedom of religion. And Manchester United are expected to confirm Ruben Amorim as their new manager today. There are talks over a compensation package for the Sporting Lisbon boss. Another cloudy day across the UK, but staying dry for trick-or-treaters in most areas. Highs at around 16 Celsius. That's the latest. I'm Becky Cahill.
Magic Classical.
The magic of classical music.
Penny Smith
on Magic Classical.
Thank you.
Huntresses from the ballet by Delib Sylvia. On this day, October the 31st, All Hallows Day, in 1541, Michelangelo finished painting The Last Judgment in the Sistine Chapel in Vatican City.
The magic of classical music.
This is Magic Classical.
Thank you.
Nice bit of music there called Serpents from Mike McLennan, who works out of his studio in Oxfordshire and recently co-scored Living with Leopards on Netflix. Before that, it was the opening of Masque Bergamas by Fauré. So I started with an On This Day fact, which is that October the 31st, 1541, Michelangelo finished painting The Last Judgment. That's that giant, giant painting. I don't know if you've been to see the Sistine Chapel and the painting on the ceiling. And I once wallpapered a ceiling. It was exhausting. It was exhausting. It wasn't even the biggest ceiling. It was right in the attic. And it was just, I did my best. It was only about four strips of wallpaper that kept on falling down. Your arms are up. You're on a chair. It's exhausting on the arms. It's exhausting on your head. It's exhausting on your neck. Exhausting. To be honest, there was nothing that wasn't exhausted. And I was wondering if Michelangelo lying on his back painting away and wondering and thinking, do you know what? I had planned to do a bit more stuff, but darn that for a game of coconuts. I'll just give them all a similar muscly bottom and be done with it. Anyway, just posing that thought. What have I got for you today? Well, it's the 11 o'clock hour and it is Thursday and it is book club day. And today it is Nick Harkaway. Now, you might not recognise that name unless you have read some of his books. They sort of, they're more on the sci-fi side of things. But he is the author and he is the son of John le Carré. And he has written a novel called Carla's Choice, which has been getting 5-star reviews across the board. And it stars Smiley. Yep, George Smiley. Neatly fits into the decade between The Spy Who Came In from the Cold and Tinker Tailor Soldier Spy. So going to be talking to him in about, let me just have a look at that, 5-10 minutes. Also, in the 12 o'clock hour, our listener in residence, Jane in London, is going to share another of her top tunes. I'll be letting you know as well how you could be following in her footsteps and picking your 5 favourite tracks. And before then, we've got Dreamer's Circus. There's a dance from a Tchaikovsky opera and a tune from a video game, which is just yummy. But first, a winning combination. It's a trumpet and an organ. Tina Ting Halsett on the trumpet, Cora Norstoga on the organ, and that famous piece by Jeremiah Clarke called The Prince of Denmark's March. Jeremiah Clarke, born in London around about 1674, because we do like to range all over the centuries on this show. Book Club is on the way after Tara's theme from the film Gone with the Wind.
So come on, which is your favourite? Do you rave about Rachmaninoff? Are you mad on Mozart? I'm Darren Reddick, and whatever classical music lights your fire, my new Sunday Night Request show is just what you need. So tell me all about the music you love, and I could be playing it this weekend. Email classicalrequests at magic.co.uk, text classical to 61054, or send a voice note to 07593-139-729. Requests on Magic Classical, Sunday nights at 9, or listen anytime on the Rayo app.
Penny Smith on Magic Classical, working with the Stroke Association.
240 people wake up to the life-changing impact of a stroke every day. Hear inspiring stories in the Conversation Library at magic.co.uk.
Tickets all, spriticus.
Join the millions using Trainline SplitSave Sorcery to save an average of £13 on your train ticket.
Abracashtabra, spendium lessicus, moneyus orpheum.
How do you do it, wise wizard?
Download the Trainline app and start saving today. Great journeys start with Trainline.
Average saving for bookings from March 1st to October 31st, 2023. Comparing SplitSave fare versus next cheapest fare available to a Trainline customer. Subject to SplitSave fares being available.
What's the problem?
Starring Nicholas Holt.
I hit something. I figured it was a deer.
Toni Collette, J.K. Simmons, and Kiefer Sutherland.
What are you telling me?
Maybe I didn't hit a deer.
Juror number 2 in cinemas November
1. With LV, I can get my car insurance from just £349. Just the price I'm after right now. And if I'm hit by an uninsured driver, I won't lose my no-claim discount. Because insurance is simple when it's me and LV.
No wonder we're rated excellent on Trustpilot. Get your quote today at lv.com. 10% of new customers paid £349 or less February to July 2024. Uninsured driver promise is non-fault accident only. Other vehicle and driver details required. LV General Insurance is part of Allianz.
Nothing beats a Jet 2 holiday. So get ahead for next summer with more choice than ever. Discover over 60 stunning destinations with a range of 2 to 5-star hotels and millions of free Chill Place holidays available. Book next summer now with just a £60 deposit per person. Jet 2 Holidays. Package holidays you can trust. APTRA National Protected. Subject to availability and conditions.
Hey Sainsbury's, I love Halloween. How can I raise my family spirits too?
Raise spirits?
My speciality. Trick-or-treating will awaken anyone's inner ghoul. And that's just for starters. We've got decorations to haunt up your house, accessories to spook up your style, pumpkins to pick up in store, and enough sweet treats to last till the afterlife.
Consider yourself my spirit guide.
For everything you need for the big haunt, ask Sainsbury's. Sainsbury's, good food for all of us.
Subject to availability, selected stores.
You're curious, inquisitive. You've heard about People's Postcode Lottery and you want to join. Just enter your postcode and you'll be automatically entered into all draws. And in our November draws, you could win a share of £23.5 million. Just imagine the dream home renovations and dream your holidays. For the chance to win, sign up before midnight tonight. Because good news could be delivered to your door. People's Postcode Lottery manage lotteries on behalf of good causes. 18 plus conditions apply. Play responsibly. Not available in Northern Ireland.
The big paint event is now on at Wickes. Save on Dulux standard 2.5-litre coloured emulsion. Was £22, now £15. Shop now. Terms apply.
Magic Classical.
The magic of classical music.
Max Steiner's music for the film Gone with the Wind. The time is 11:25. My guest in the Magic Classical Book Club today is Nick Harkaway. He is the author of a number of science fiction novels, including Angel Maker, The Gone Away World, and Titanium Noir. He is also the son of John le Carré, and his new novel, Carla's Choice, is set in the universe of le Carré's most iconic spy. That's George Smiley. And it's out now. Nick, welcome to Magic Classical. So you stepped into your dad's shoes to write this with some trepidation, but it was your family who said, we want you to actually carry this on.
That's right, they did, which in retrospect was an extraordinary gesture of faith. I was always thinking about how terrifying it was for me, but it must have been absolutely terrifying for them as well.
And did you have your dad's voice in your head? Because you grew up hearing him reading the stories to your mum.
Yeah, while I was learning to speak, I heard George Smiley for sort of 90 minutes a day. And so I didn't have my dad's voice in my head. I had my voice going onto the page, but just adjusted ever so slightly to the point where people recognise it as also being his, which is lovely for me.
Tell us as much as you can about this book without sort of giving away any spoilers.
There's so many things you can and can't say. So, all right, after what's happened in Spy Came from the Cold, which is a wonderful book, which you don't have to read before you read this, but obviously, you know, they go together. Smiley is very unhappy with his profession and has gone off to spend more time with his wife and kind of to be someone else. And Control, who runs the circus, wants him back.
The circus being the spy ring, if you
like. Indeed. And so when there's an opportunity to bring Smiley back in, Control says, I need Smiley for this, and no one else will do. And Smiley is very unwillingly dragged back. He's always being unwillingly dragged to do something. And he comes back, and of course it's more complicated than it first appears. And so suddenly he finds himself doing one last job, and that takes him into conflict with the Soviet spymaster, who'll be his kind of enemy for the rest of the le Carré Smiley stories.
People might have not read the books, but they might have seen the films. Did you have Alec Guinness's voice in your head as George Smiley? Because for many people, he was the epitome of the unassuming, clever, intelligent, calm spy.
I had lots of Smileys in my head. I had my dad's first, and then I had, yes, Guinness, because Guinness was also part of that moment in my life. As a phone would ring, hello, I wonder if I could possibly speak to Mr. David Cornwall. And Guinness was in our world briefly, which was extraordinary. And so, you know, I had Obi-Wan on the phone. And so I had Guinness in my head, and then, but then Denham Elliott played Smiley. Obviously, Gary Oldman played Smiley. Simon Russell Beale played Smiley, you know, in the audio and so on.
My goodness, Jason. It's a chorus of Smileys.
Yeah. Well, and this is the thing. When we talk about Smiley, it's not just my dad's character. It's also all the things that people have brought to him. And so I had to kind of satisfy all of those a little bit. But I did, when I would stop and read the book to myself to make sure it was okay, I'd go through, and mostly I was trying to be Michael Jayston. But, you know, because I could hear, I knew I was in my dad's space, but the performance of it when I was little that I listened to was the audiobook from sort of 1979 or something that Michael Jayston read. So I'd sort of have that. And then I'd try it out against, you know, everybody else, you know, and see whether I could imagine them performing it. It was not just my dad, it was all of them.
Did you know your dad was a spy?
There are lots of things about my dad that sort of I knew ambiently, but I couldn't put a date on when I knew them. And so the thing about him being a spy, I mean, he denied that until quite late. And then sort of, you know, I think when Peter Wright's book came out, he was sort of finally like, well, I mean, this is an open secret now. Everybody knows. But I knew before that, but it was just a sort of a sliding scale. It was just there. The weird thing was I didn't really understand what it meant for him to be famous until very late on. I knew that weird things would happen. Like one of my early memories is of a long lens peering over the back garden fence. It was a paparazzi photo. Yeah. And it must have been the most boring photo shoot they ever did because it was me eating a Bath bun with most of it all over my face at the age of about kind of, you know, six or something. And I didn't really realise that didn't happen to other people. You know, I was my parents' kid. So I can't really compare.
Will you be writing more in the series, bearing in mind that there is not one review that hasn't pretty much given it five stars?
So this is really wild. Until last week, and just before the weekend, I was still answering that question with, it kind of depends. And now, you know, the book made this sort of extraordinary superhero landing over the weekend, which I'm still a bit boggled by. And so I think the answer is probably yes, but we'll have to see whether I get recommissioned, but I suspect I will.
My guest in the Magic Classical Book Club is Nick Harkaway. His new book, Carla's Choice, is out now. Nick, thanks for joining us on Magic Classical. Before we let you go, we asked you to choose a piece of music. Why have you asked for the Adagio from Mozart's Clarinet Concerto?
So this was my first ever piece of classical music that I used to listen to as a child. And I used to listen to it as part of my kind of trying to get to sleep on different nights. So sometimes I'd be listening to Michael Jaston reading Tinker Tailor, and sometimes I'd be listening to this.
Thank you. best pieces of music ever. The second movement, the Adagio, from Mozart's Clarinet Concerto, that was Martin Furst on the clarinet and the Swedish Chamber Orchestra. And thanks again to Nick Harkaway for joining the Magic Classical Book Club. If you join me next Thursday, which is Book Club Day, I'll be speaking to David Baldacci about his new novel, which is called To Die For. I'm reading it at the moment and loving it. It's a thriller involving a bodyguard who becomes the hunted. Now we're going Scandi shortly, Dreamers Circus with Wednesday Afternoon this Thursday morning.
Penny Smith on Magic Classical, working with the Stroke Association.
Stroke can impact anyone, any age. Hear real stories in the Conversation Library at magic.co.uk.
Ticket to Spray Tickers.
Join the millions using Trainline SplitSave Sorcery to save an average of £13 on your train ticket.
Abracashtabra, spendium lesicus, money is Orpheum.
How do you do it, wise wizard?
Download the Trainline app and start saving today. Great journeys start with Trainline.
Average saving for bookings from March 1st to October 31st, 2023. Comparing SplitSave fare versus next cheapest fare available to a Trainline customer. Subject to SplitSave fares being available.
It's strong barista-made coffee. Sounds amazing, doesn't it? An also flaky all-butter croissant and a deliciously juicy innocent juice. From £5.99 until 11 a.m. So get up and go grab a deal at Costa. Costa Coffee. Price date in select stores. Exclusions apply. Subject to availability. Full T's and C's at costa.co.uk.
Next.
Hi, just these, thanks. Did you cash back?
Just need to check you're not a robot first. New security policy.
Okay.
How many traffic lights can you see out the window?
Two.
No, that's wrong.
Right, well, obviously I'm not a robot.
That's what a robot would say.
What a load of malarkey. Smarty keeps things simple, like 5 gig for just £5 on a flexible one-month plan. Less malarkey, more Smarty. Search Smarty Mobile.
Love my Toyota Corolla, I do. Love it.
The Corolla's nice and comfy, my kids love it.
Slow maintenance, looks great, worth every penny.
My Corolla's great, yeah, plenty of room for my kit. Toyota Corolla me no bod pasande. Ehi meri peli garsi, ehi me horn chalondiya.
For 50 million drivers everywhere, there's one clear choice. Search Toyota Corolla to see why it's the world's favourite car. To verify, visit toyota.co.uk/Corolla data.
The Big Wix event is now on. From tiles to flooring, doors, kitchens, bathrooms and more, we have everything you need to help you start your next home improvement project. Shop the Big Wix event in-store and online now.
Hi, I'm Joe Wicks, but no burpees today. I'm talking Asda's Cashbot for Schools.
Joe, how does it work?
Well, when you download the rewards app and opt in, Asda will donate cash to local primary schools. All the grown-ups need to do is shop and scan like normal.
Oh, and Joe, what's a burpee?
I'll explain later. Asda's Cashbot for Schools.
Download Asda rewards and opt in today.
Asda, that's more like it. Exclusions apply. Selected stores, 18 plus, 0.5% donation of £2 plus shot. Selected primary schools, parent count, reg, charity, 107-2833. Full T's and C's at asda.com/cashbotforschools.
We don't have enough staff to clean a whole office block, I'm afraid.
Meg's new cleaning firm has been turning down some big jobs. To ensure it doesn't happen again, she needs to get her hiring done and dusted.
But I'm hoping we can be of service very soon.
Indeed can help her find great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Sponsor a job on Indeed to unlock more tools that save you time and help you hire quality candidates. To start hiring, visit indeed.com/try today.
The magic of classical music.
This is Magic Classical.
Magic Classical.
The magic of classical music.
Has a feeling about Wednesday afternoon, doesn't it? Those hump days when you're kind of thinking, oh, really should be getting on. Dreamer's Circus wrote that, and before that it was part of Schubert's Trout Quintet. Here's a question. Have you ever wanted to hear a song, a particular piece on the radio, or maybe you've just discovered a new classical piece that you'd like to share with other people? Maybe you want to make a dedication. Sunday Night Requests is where you need to go with Darren Reddick. Perfect chance to actually do that thing. 7 p.m. on Sunday, he plays requests, and whether it's a long-time favourite, recent discovery, he's got you covered. Let him know what you're up to, what you'd like to hear. Lots of ways of getting involved. It doesn't even have to be a reason, actually. You can just feel like listening to this. Text 61054. Start with the word classical. Email classicalrequests@magic.co.uk or leave a WhatsApp voice note. 07593 139 729.
Thank you.
The Stay-at-Home Choir and the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra and The Dream of Flight from Civilization VI, which is a video game, music by the 48-year-old American composer Christopher Tin, who's won two Grammys for his classical crossover album Calling All Dawns, which has that on it. The dawn today, mind you. Uninspiring in the southeast, various shades of grey. But the sparkling music continues after your news update.
Penny Smith on Magic Classical, working with the Stroke Association.
Stroke can leave survivors unable to move, speak, see, and swallow. Learn more about stroke support at magic.co.uk.
Get Virgin Media lightning-fast M125 broadband on the provider awarded best broadband experience. That's smooth broadband. Smooth like a walrus on a speedboat, powering through open fjord waters. Yeah, that's smooth. Virgin Media. See what you can do. And now it's even easier to switch. Visit virginmedia.com. Virgin Fiber areas. User speed depends on package choice. GWS Network Award comparing major UK providers' average performance. See virginmedia.com/legal/awards.
At Lathwaite, we go to great lengths to bring you great wine. Like here.
Bonjour.
And here.
Hola.
And even here.
Salutare și bun venit, amice.
And we go again and again and again, tasting over 40,000 wines to share the few that make the grade. Order now at Lathwaites.co.uk and enjoy 30% off selected wines and free delivery. Lathwaites. We stop at nothing to bring you great wine. Exclusions and conditions apply. See website for further details.
Benenden Health provides private healthcare for
CEOs.
People in suits.
No, not just them. At £15.50 per employee per month, you can look after even more of your workforce.
Sure, that's the starting price.
No, that is the price.
£15.50. That works.
Join the thousands of businesses already turning to affordable private healthcare. Britain, we've got you. Search Benenden for Business. Benenden Health. Healthcare done different. Wait periods apply, including for surgical treatment. Not all treatments covered. Other limits and exclusions apply. Visit benenden.co.uk. Fee review periodically. UK only.
With UK Export Finance, I'm fulfilling more export orders from around the world with working capital support.
Export insurance means I'll get paid when exporting to challenging markets.
At UK Export Finance, we believe no viable UK export should fail for lack of finance or insurance. Between 2023 and 2024, we provided £8.8 billion of government-backed trade finance to support UK exports. Learn how we could help you win export contracts, fulfil orders and get paid. Search UK Export Finance today.
Money Super 7, your mission. Saving Britain on their household bills. What have we got?
Already on it, boss. We're chasing down savings right now. People could save big on a new credit card with us.
Not bad. Anything else?
Car insurance! As well as saving on credit cards, we could save people up to £526 on car insurance. That's worth shouting about.
Well, I couldn't have said it better myself.
See how much you could save today with Money Super. Market. 51% of consumers could save up to £526. Consumer Intelligence, June 2024, UK only.
If you're a contractor or agency worker, you might use an umbrella company. Keep in mind that some umbrella companies break the tax rules. This could mean you're involved in tax avoidance and might end up with an unexpected tax bill. Don't get caught out. Learn to spot the signs, such as an umbrella company promising you higher take-home pay. And if you need help leaving a tax avoidance scheme, contact HMRC. Search Don't Get Caught Out on gov.uk.
Delicious free McNuggets.
What? How?
Collect enough points on the McDonald's app and you can get items for free.
Bet they taste better when they're free. Let's have one.
Fine, go on then, but just one.
Sign up on the My McDonald's app and turn your points into much-loved items for free. 18 plus, earn points on menu items. Redeem points on selected items only. Serving times apply. Only via app at participating restaurants. Terms apply.
Online.
On DAB Digital Radio.
And streaming on Rayo.
This is Magic Classical.
The top story is this hour. Lawyers for alleged victims of Mohamed Al-Fayed say they've been contacted by more than 400 people. A string of allegations have been made against the former Harrods and Fulham FC owner following the release of a documentary about the businessman who died last year. Dean Armstrong, KC, is part of the Justice for Harrods Survivors Campaign Group.
This is not only and no longer only about survivors from Harrods. We now have clients who have suffered abuse at Harrods, at Fulham Football Club, at the hands of Al-Fayed and at various places associated with Al-Fayed.
Harrods has previously said it's utterly appalled by the claims and that it's now a very different organisation. Spain's transport minister says there are still bodies trapped in cars after flash floods hit the eastern region of Valencia, killing at least 95 people. It's a number officials expect will rise. The scene's been likened to the aftermath of a tsunami, with thick mud caking the wreckage of damaged buildings and vehicles piled up on top of each other. Sandra in Picanha says she's thankful her family is okay.
Three, because my grandfather also had his car in this floor. They lost everything. At least my father is alive because he wanted to take the car and put it in another place.
Government ministers have apologised to the mother of a London schoolgirl who died in 2013 from an asthma attack linked to air pollution as they settled a legal case. 9-year-old Ella Radu Kissi Deborah lived near the South Circular Road in Lewisham. In 2020, she became the first person in the UK to have air pollution listed as a cause of death at an inquest. The Chancellor's refused to commit to never changing taxes again, despite calling yesterday's tax rising budget a once in a Parliament event. £40 billion worth of increases were announced, with employers bearing the brunt. And Wrexham's Hollywood owners are branching out. Actors Ryan Reynolds and Rob McElhenney, who bought the football club in 2020, now co-own a brewery in the town. Another cloudy day across the UK, but staying dry for trick-or-treaters in most areas. Highs at around 16 Celsius. That's the latest. I'm Becky Cahill.
The magic of classical music.